Order, Government Efficiency and Review. We have a quorum. Get the
I got them right here.
Oh, Carl took them.
Okay.
You want them?
Yep. Nope. Just give them to Manager Joe to sign.
You got it. You got to do the whole motion to approve and...
Oh, it's like silver.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
I thought it was like more liquid.
Carl, I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Oh, yes, I'll make that motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Second? Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. We only have one pending resolution amending the policy of the county with regard to project labor agreements. Passed the committee a while ago. The lawyers are dickering back and forth over some language as to whether there should be any consultation with members of the Buildings and Grounds Committee. If the purchasing director doesn't want to move forward with a PLA, that will be going to the Ways and Means Committee tomorrow. Carl.
All right, so I'm reading the the opinion of our county attorney, B. Aranick, and she basically states that we're infringing on the powers of the executive and the charter because we're actually telling a department head what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. So I agree with them. I don't agree with the terms of the, and I never did, certain aspects of the charter, but she does have an amendment here basically saying if we took out the part where the and I don't know what is the resolve.
I might add, Carl, that there is a part of the charter that allows the legislature to tell the purchasing director, give them directions.
Uh-huh.
So it's not foreign.
No.
And Chris, the other fellow, the attorney, is writing an opinion up to disagree with this opinion. That's what I understand.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know that any time I've ever asked a department head for anything, I've always been given the talk to the hand. Go to the county executive and ask.
Well...
And
for some reason, they're struggling, not wanting a PLA.
That was part of a policy decision, too, because I don't think it states in the charter that we can't talk to department heads. That was something that the county executive
they
made,
Carl.
A policy with his staff. So I don't know. Is it that
onerous?
Is it that bad that we have somebody from Buildings and Grounds? Why do we need to talk to the Buildings and Grounds? Why don't we just take the purchasing agent's word and the word of whoever he speaks with?
Well, as long as it's in writing. For a while, they didn't want to give us anything in writing either.
Yeah.
Listen, this sort of was a compromise between the two attorneys.
Did we get this mail to us, email to us?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't read it. Sorry. But I'm too tired to fight City Hall anymore. And if you want this thing to...
I don't want to change it. Let them change it or vote it like it is or vote it down.
Well, is it on the... Is it in the resolution packet this month still? Right? All we did was hold it until the next meeting.
Correct.
So somebody... Well, we could either amend it tonight in committee. Oh, we can't because we're not the committee. We'll have to amend it on the floor. But
yep. Or leave it as is.
It's your baby. But I know.
Well, this
by not doing what the county attorney is saying, which she may say it and write it, but it comes from the county executive, it's not going to get to the floor. And it's just going to die.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. I mean, there's one thing that I always find that a lot of the folks don't have much of a backbone. Because if it's in there,
yes.
If it's not in there, what you want, you don't vote for the project. Simple.
Yes. Now, just to give you an example, I don't want to go too far, you know, off the topic here, but the Airbnb resolution, all right, which, I don't know, 17 counties have already enacted and are charging the bed tax on Airbnbs, and our legal counsel says it's illegal. And where do you go from here? So who do you believe? I mean, B has a. I mean, I didn't get anything, any kind of legal brief from our counsel stating that it's illegal. Only that we couldn't use the funds for anything but promotion, tourism, and promotion. But here you've got the whole charter piece right here, spelling it out for you.
The legislature could always pass it.
You know, it's our last meeting, you and I. You could start a trend here. This could be a legacy of
listen,
John Parrott.
If they're if the legislature is afraid to pass something that might be reviewed later on, that's their problem then. Yes, Madam Jo.
Where it says department head, they're referring to public works. Is that right?
Well, they're saying that would be Tom Derrick, who you would. They just say department head, but that's, I mean, it wouldn't be social services, or it wouldn't be,
right.
You know.
Purchasing director.
It does say purchasing director and appropriate yes. department head, so I guess that's where public works comes in. And then my other question, John, did you check with Mike Ham and the unions on this version?
They're fine.
They're fine.
They just want it. They can understand what the difficulty is.
Yeah.
I mean, when we lifted the threshold to $5 million, it significantly reduces the number of projects. It makes it much easier when we've removed bridges and roads.
Yeah.
And three or more contractors. It's made it a lot easier for everybody. And, of course, as far as I'm concerned, a great example was that Strive project, $8 million project, that somebody said, we don't need it. How do we know? Do we see it in writing? So that's it. We have no resolutions in front of us. Some of the things we've done in this committee over the last couple of years, one that didn't get resolved was establishing an Ulster County Housing Consortium. And if you saw the articles in the paper, within the last 2 weeks, homelessness increases in the Hudson Valley significantly. But it didn't get anywhere. We had a resolution passed creating the EMS Advisory Board, and one of the outshoots of that was a realization that a lot of the rescue squads do not have enough participation. It's not always a question of funding, it's a question of participation. And in the town of Olive, where they had a serious problem with that, they came to one of our meetings and they went to a full-time emergency service.
Paid.
Yeah. Full-time. What else, Jay? Anything else?
We got some stuff done.
Well, we reviewed a resolution that was on the books requiring healthy vendor options in the county building.
Right, yes.
I haven't gone back down to see if they put the potato chips back in again or not, but... And it was a local law establishing a tobacco retail license in an attempt to reduce youth exposure to tobacco. That passed. I don't know if it's reduce the exposure for the kids.
But we had asked them for statistics in the first year of compliance.
Well, then,
and they gave it to us.
Okay.
Yep. How many did anybody get fined? How many actual retail outlets had to register? Curious, because I saw in Rosendale once when I was getting gas on my way back from work, a county vehicle on the side of this, I don't know, it used to be a Cumberland Farms, it's a country farms or something on 32, and a little kid just walked out, and I walked in, and the guy said to me, that was Ulster County, the kid was trying to buy a pack of cigarettes, and the clerk wouldn't sell it to him, because we have a budget for that. We hire an underage kid to go into these mom-and-pop shops or whatever and try to buy a pack of cigarettes. And if they get them sold, nailed. But this guy didn't bite. Just a little...
It happens. It happens. Usually it's kids that are working behind the counter that
they don't
sell it, and then the vendor gets himself in trouble. And, you know... I look at these things. Where is it? Down in Orange County, they're trying to raise the limit to 21. I mean, I find it just fascinating that with all the carcinogens in smoke, they want to raise it from 18 to 21 rather than just outlaw them. Don't sell them. Let them go across the river to Dutchess County or Orange County or Greene County to buy them. You know, it's like DDT. You don't sell it anymore. But to raise it from 18 to 21 is going to make a difference.
They
can go out and buy a tab of heroin for $5 or $8.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with raising the limit to 21, but don't penalize the person trying to buy it, because we had a law last year. Legislator Byrd supported for it. It was 21, and it had provisions in it that it was a crime for anyone under 21 to have a pack of cigarettes. You know, I mean, you should just find the retail outlet that sells it, but we already have those things in place. So I think it's a good idea to raise it to 21. You know what? Insurance companies, right, when you're... I don't know, when you get a junior license from 16 to 25, your rates are the most. Right?
It's not quite the same as the poisons in cigarettes.
But that's another issue. I have a premonition that law is going to come forth next year here. Pretty soon.
One of the proposals that did pass the county was local law number 6. To establish a sustainable energy loan program in the county of Ulster. They have one pending project all these years later in the in Lake Katrine, I think. We also had a legislation that passed.
I just want to share your concern with that, and it's why... Jonathan Heppner and I were developing an energy coordinator position, because the company Energize EIS really is not servicing Ulster County. They are relying on our economic development staff to go out and work with the businesses, and you know, that's not the only financing mechanism available. There are other financing mechanisms. The Climate Smart Committee is next, and I'm going to see if we can organize a way of really working with our businesses, because we can't rely on EIS or Energize. They are available. The funding is available for businesses if they want to. Essentially, it's property assessed loan, and it's an easy to get mortgage. But for energy retrofits or solar systems. But you know, somebody has to really help the businesses walk through this. To some extent, the Department of Environment can do that to some extent. But not only is there only one application for EIS, but I was only told when I asked, I was only told about one other project. Not the community solars or the, you know, industrial-sized solar projects. I'm talking about businesses, and that was bread alone. So, you know, in the middle of a serious global climate crisis, we have to put resources to helping the businesses, which I think are the low-hanging fruit, the biggest bang for our buck in terms of doing any energy retrofits. And I just want to say one other thing because I thought it was interesting. I got a call today from someone who cleans commercial chillers and coolers and refrigerators and air conditioning systems because it's a terrible waste of energy. And it's not part of our protocol, so, you know,
that would not so much those pieces of equipment would be available under this program.
Yeah.
But they must, for whatever reason, after 3 or 4 years, there's only one pending project. Either it's onerous. To me, it's an economic development thing. I don't even care about the environmental part of it.
Yeah.
It's economic development because we've got merchants that sell the equipment. We have builders that can help with the insulation or whatever other projects they want. Something's not right.
I think it's a, in my opinion, it's a lack of person power to go out and proactively work with the facilities. And I say that as someone who worked on the transition from not recycling to recycling in the county, but that's because we had 23 people, each working in their own towns and coordinating, and it was a real effort. And it was my job to make sure that every single building in the county system was set up in a way that was not onerous and, you know, cost-effective and worked. And if we're going to make that transition with energy, I'm convinced that we need to put more resources to it and set real tangible goals, like 100 businesses in 2018 will either do an energy retrofit, that is, have an energy audit and complete it through the retrofit, or install a renewable energy source of generation, or both. You know, real goals that are measurable, and I don't think we can count on Energize. That's just one financing system. That's all it is, and I think they exaggerated their intention to work in the county, and they know, I think, that you know, we work together in terms of promoting green energy in the region, and so they're on a lot of the calls or at meetings that I attend, and I keep bringing this up and getting no satisfaction. So I don't want to take up a whole lot of time on it because we will continue to work on it, but I think your observation is absolutely valid, and I think the main reason is that in that case they didn't provide the staff to this region.
Manager, part of what you're talking about, though, is internal. I mean, you can put a resolution to create a $10 million revolving loan fund for this very specifically. This is an outside thing. This is PACE, the PACE program, and it could be used for refrigeration, for furnaces, for solar assistance.
Yep.
And it's not a loan.
Yep.
It's added onto your taxes.
Yep.
Of course, there's 3 or 4 communities in Ulster County that are not eligible for that, the villages in particular, but that's what the county wants. But why nobody's applied to it? Maybe it's too onerous. It may be a 6 month review of your finances, your assets, and your plan before they even decide to make a decision. And usually if somebody needs a new furnace, they need a new furnace. It's a great program. It's a great program. I'm disappointed it's not heavily used, because when it's added onto your property taxes, it's not part of your balance sheet, and it doesn't affect your ability to operate your business and have funds to enable you to operate efficiently. But it didn't happen, or it hasn't happened. The other thing we did is we had passed a resolution in the county for an environmental remediation brownfield program. Nobody seems to know if anything's ever been done with that. We passed it, we authorized it. I asked the attorney, Chris Ragucci, if he could find out if the county has taken advantage of that. And the purpose of it was to either fund or work to get funds so those particular properties would be put back on the tax rolls, available for development, and be part of the community. But nobody seems to have a name of anything that was done. Anything else, Jay?
You always like to hear from.
You got something going here, Guy?
The last 2 years have been a pleasure, so thank you for always entertaining us.
Well, I'm disappointed we never did anything with the Airbnb. It just makes absolutely no sense. I made numerous calls to Albany to find out if we could do it, and the general consensus is yes, we could have. But there's a group here that, quite frankly, in my mind, it wasn't thought of here, therefore it's not applicable. But
there's a slight
Dutchess County has one that doesn't have a local law. Delaware County has one.
As do I think most of them.
As well as a bunch of other ones. So that's something for the next group to worry about. It just makes no sense that the revenue there, in my mind in particular, for housing, not just to go back into the coffers of our county.
Yeah,
but
it's a state law. State law. You cannot use any bed and hotel and bed tax for anything other than promotion and tourism. Everything else, and it's only, what is it, 10%, 10 or up to 250,000, and then that's it. The rest goes into the general fund. Because I looked at that, and that's the first thing I did. Rich and I wanted to do the same thing for housing, whether it be to offer people first home buyers down payment help, or renters money for their security deposit, or even something to do with housing projects, low income housing or whatever.
Affordable.
I saw the lawyer. Our lawyers gave me the state law.
I kind of read it differently than that, but it doesn't matter. At this point, it wasn't going anywhere anyway.
No, but I think that it probably would have gotten a better review from the legislature if we could do something like that, because I'm not happy with. Because right now, we're up to the limit on our bed and our bed tax. We're probably collecting the most we can. By adding Airbnbs, that money's just going to go into the general fund.
Well,
and then it's not going to be used for a specific thing. Okay, it's going to be used for whatever they want it to be used for.
I still think that the potential for use is there, because if you look, and I actually just deleted the law that I had in my email. But the portion says that, I think it's, 10% shall be put toward tourism.
Right.
It is silent on the remaining 90%.
That's correct. That's how I read it.
So as long as you don't touch that portion that's designated tourism, it is your prerogative to do with it as you will. And if that goes to housing, that goes to code enforcement, whatever, that's your direction.
Well, that's not how it was explained to me. Well, it was explained to me that it can only be used.
That is why there's still contention.
And so, I said, what happens to the rest of the money? And they said it goes to the general fund.
Well, I didn't read it that way.
I know.
Some of the folks I
When I was
with
up at NYSAC, we had Airbnb do a seminar. And William Cherry, who was used to be the president of NYSAC, I think he's from Washington County or something up there, their county is doing it. And they're only using it for tourism. I don't know what kind of tourism opportunities they have in Washington County, but obviously they need the money.
Well, everybody wants the money.
Yeah. Well, money is okay, but it needs to be appropriated.
Okay.
Appropriately, because if it's just going to go into the general fund,
if it's not watched properly, it would supplant the money that's in the general fund.
Right.
So it'd be no cut, but it'd be no necessarily increases.
No, I understand.
And quite frankly, I happen to agree with young counselor here, and the folks that I have talked to.
I believe there are other uses for it.
But
it was up last month, and they postponed
listen, Carl,
it, and I withdrew it for this month because
the fact that we had to go for a home rule request for it, which other places haven't done, and the opinions I've got from folks in the assembly said you don't have to, but some folks here said, well, I think we should. So that's the end of it, because they didn't pass any home rule request. We did send one up for a home rule request, I believe.
I got to tell you, just if you're thinking about the article about how homelessness and the lack of housing in this county has gotten worse, it's because of Airbnb. Because people aren't renting their apartments anymore; they're making
That's
them
correct.
Airbnbs,
and they're raising
the prices of
regular homes.
Opportunities for rentals are going down slowly, whereas the Airbnbs are going up because they're making more money.
Carl, think of this. If somebody has a bed and breakfast, right, for the sake of looking at it as a building, not as a big hotel or motel complex.
As a small business.
They pay, what is it, $5 a room or whatever the tax is?
1%.
1%?
2%. 2%, I'm sorry.
Plus they pay a sales, they charge sales tax, correct?
They collect sales tax.
They collect it from the user.
Right.
All they have to do is give up their business and rent the same room to Airbnb.
That's right.
And they save the sales tax, or the customer doesn't pay the sales tax, and they don't pay the room tax. It's pretty simple stuff.
And as a private citizen, after the first of the year, you can inform those people of their options.
Well... everybody's afraid that the tax man's going to come and put cuffs on them if they do it or something, you know. But it's pretty simple. Got a lot of folks where I am who are struggling because a house next to them now is rented to an Airbnb. The people that used to come up and stay at their place
now go there.
Don't stay there anymore.
Yeah.
I just want to get back, if I may, to the housing consortium. The issue there was that they started to focus on homelessness, but not so much on assessing and promoting the availability of low-income housing, and they weren't meeting. And we asked them to give us recommendations to address that, and we didn't hear back from them. I just want to say that because there's some new people in the room that it's a huge problem, and it's one that I kind of feel like they dropped the ball
They said they were doing continuum of care.
Yeah.
They couldn't do the rest of it. We had quite an extensive meeting with them. Then it's up to us to move forward to say, let's find out what we can do.
Yeah.
Not ask them necessarily for their opinion. They gave it to us.
But their opinion was that they're focusing on homelessness rather than addressing the whole problem. And I just want to, be clear about that, because as we move forward, that's a gap that we need to address, I think.
Okay. Anybody got any comments, questions?
No. I'm watching from afar the last year or two. I thought that
the Airbnb was a no-brainer, especially as these other counties go. At the very least, would we be open for some kind of a lawsuit? I don't think so. And if we were, the most, we're not damaging anybody. The most that they could do is pull the money back. Have you guys talked about, you guys may have mentioned that over there, to put it in a, keep it in a, until the state does something about this, hold it. We could have a couple hundred thousand dollars by the time the state rules on it, then it's our money. Hold it.
And Airbnb offered to do just that. But
and is there some other way a third party kind of does what they're saying they can't do in this situation in the county? I've heard that as well.
We talked about that before, just drawing the similarities between Airbnb as a third party operator collecting the money, and then what's done as far as these kind of room marketers, kind of advanced travel agents. My lodge tax, Avalara, I think, is one such entity.
It's not an exact
that they're doing, and again, similar. It's been a little while since I looked back on that example, but it's a similar parallel where we're still accepting the monies from a third party entity.
Was that ever talked about, throwing the money in another account and letting it sit there for?
We never got that far. I mean, then what is it?
Understand.
It's in limbo. It's hanging over here. I mean, the folks that really wanted to do it wanted to address the affordable housing part of it. We never even got far enough to have anybody be interested.
That's right. What is it a year? What does it come out to? I'm sure
the projection?
Half
a million?
What we'd be getting.
What we're losing out on, and these other counties aren't losing out on. How much is it?
We were projecting between a quarter and a half. No.
I mean, that's
lots.
That's ridiculous.
Lots.
Year by year to let that money go. And just because we didn't want to, one half didn't want to, what it wasn't the exact idea. I don't really know why.
Again,
why we was.
I will tell you what I think. Yes, there's always disagreements, but it was not here thought of here first.
Yeah.
Well, here's how you get around.
And the other half wasn't fighting for it because you weren't going to be able to spend the money the way you wanted. It's $500,000. I mean, that's insane. As a taxpayer, it's frustrating
they never even
to watch that kind of nonsense.
We didn't even get that far. Yeah. I was the only one really who was investigating that.
Pardon?
Me and Rich were the only ones, Rich Parody, who were investigating where the money could be appropriated. It went to a committee. The lawyers put a stop on it right away. But when I went up to NYSAC, the way to get around collecting sales tax from a third party is what's called a voluntary tax agreement, okay? And that's what Airbnb signs with the county. It's legal for the county and Airbnb, you know, to work as its agent to collect the sales tax.
Carl?
And to pay it directly to the county.
You
but
just mentioned the
lawyers
word sales tax.
Sales tax is controlled
by the state.
Well, it's
well, we're not talking about an Airbnb.
Well, it's a bed
payment.
Tax.
It's
hotel
not.
Tax. It's a hotel
sales
hotel
tax.
Bed tax. All right, whatever.
But it is a huge difference,
right?
In whether it's sales, which the state controls,
right?
Or
no, I understand. But
an
the
assessment.
The argument was that I claimed was that the voluntary taxing agreement would. You know, that's what all the counties do. They come into an agreement with Airbnb, and they sign a contract, and it's legal.
But I don't think that was the problem. The problem was if you just use Airbnb, you are unfairly singling them out when there's all these other B&Bs. So
right.
My understanding is that the planning office and others are trying to work out a way that you actually capture everybody so you have equity.
What is the percentage that Airbnb makes up of the market
right
now?
I mean, that was the intent of the law,
to capture
all sorts of short-term rentals. So while the
it didn't actually Airbnb
is the only game in town that's offering this type of agreement.
They're offering a short-term rental.
So how are you going to deal with the others?
With a registration component, making sure that all short-term rental operators have to come to the county and say, "Here's where we are. Here's what we're doing, and we will be paying you."
And that's what's so frustrating about this whole process.
That
there's a voice that's not being heard in the county right now.
Who this guy? We've been working on this, and it's completely ignored.
Yeah.
You asked what's the percentage. I don't even know if they ever said
Airbnb's
a percentage.
Guys,
they said
they'd
make payments.
Plus percent of this.
But in full, the 2%.
Do you guys know that?
No, I think it's far less than that.
Well, I'm just asking. Do you know? You guys never did how much Airbnb has of that of the market
as a share? I mean, I I've forwarded material.
Because if it's 95% or something, we're waiting on that. We're just waiting on the other 5%. And that was something we get to eventually. And they're volunteering to do it.
I'll give you in my town. There's 17.
17 of those.
When I was researching,
and how many of those are Airbnb?
Airbnb.
Oh, 17 Airbnbs. Are these other name some of the
700 online B&B rentals, according to one of my friends who does it in Shandaken.
700.
You know,
you have a rich area.
I mean, I looked online. It's only 17.
I thought it was more like 50% of the market.
Oh, okay, just
Airbnb.
Yeah.
That those are figures we should have to understand which part of this we're going to take on.
You know, growing up over the years, whenever we wanted to go to Cape Cod, we called Bestian Realty, and they got us a house. And it can go right back to then. You can go back to your local realtor and say, I'll be coming up next year and the year after and the year after. Could you find me a place to rent, or can you find me one this year? Once they qualify you, they know you didn't wreck the joint, they'll look around. So the B&B, in a wise business model, supplanted the real estate firms. But it could go back to that.
Well, I don't know if it's ever going to go back to that. Just what we have in technology and the availability of things online and our access to things is why Airbnb kind of came about. Same thing with Uber and all these other things. It's technology. I don't know if we're ever going to go back to travel agents or...
Travel agents may not, but they still do it.
Yeah.
They call up and they'll say, look at them, can you find me a place, 4 bedrooms, da, da, da. And the real estate people who are under pressure anyway for revenues go out and work hard. So...
Well, maybe you'll come up next session.
Yeah. Well,
you don't even have to write it. It's still out there.
Anybody else? Move to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.